What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
And here is a teaser of the Patreon-only episode with Jack Allison and Leslie Lee of Struggle Session, during which we talk about Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Rick Snyder, the water in Flint, Donald Trump, and why John McCain should be canceled and Liam Neeson should be uncanceled.
I did laugh in 2015 when he said that McCain wasn't a war hero. I like people who weren't captured.
I laughed at that too. Part of what's so funny about this article is like, this feels like this is like big anti-Trump oppo that's like being rolled out. Like, especially you saw all the Democrat PR people, like the Pod Save America guys, like all so excited about this. And I'm like, if this is your big oppo that like Trump said John McCain sucks, which he like said on television in 2015, you know what I mean? Like, I am a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Trump said he could shoot someone in the middle of the street and get away with it. And the funny thing about it is it's probably true for his supporters.
You know what is true? Like, it's true. And depending on how this thing goes down, he may even do it.
Yeah. Oh God. If he actually sits through Hamilton, he will 100% want to be in a duel.
If Trump gets a second term, he might execute Jeff Zucker on Fifth Avenue. He might get mad enough at CNN.
But what I liked is that he said apparently he would disown his kids if they joined the military.
Right, which is so. And listen, there was another story. I don't know if it was in this Atlantic article or if it was just like in the wave of like Trump anti-military stories.
Right.
But someone said like they took their husband who was in the military to Trump Tower, and Trump talked to him and said like, you should get out of the military and join like private, you know, enterprise or whatever. And everyone was like, another example of him being mean to the military. I'm like, that's actually just good advice. Yeah. I mean, if you can get like, you know, as long as you can get your like pension in or whatever, like it is good advice to stop working for the military and like go make a lot of money in the private sector if that's what you want to do, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. And also my parents would be very upset. I mean, if I had wanted to join the military.
Oh yeah, never.
I mean, that's, that almost made me feel like, it almost made me like Trump as like actually caring about his kids in like a human way.
Well, it is
unlike John McCain's father who pushed him to join the military, even though he was already like established and rich and all that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What the hell? That's just child abuse.
Yeah. That is true. John McCain just should have just been like an influencer or something. You know what I mean? Like he was the rich kid, you know? Like, just been a movie producer or something. He had to go over to Vietnam and bomb people till he got fucking caught and sent to jail.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is another thing is like the like, at this point, I'm like, why didn't Democrats just vote for fucking John McCain if they love him so much? You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe it's now 12 years later and this man is like Christ or something. I'm like, this is not what decorum is. Decorum is not loving your enemy so much you turn them into Jesus Christ in your eyes. You know what I mean? It's actually like, you know, we can say that this guy is like, you know, like, fucked up. He like, you know, he said like racist terms about Vietnamese people, like unapologetically. Like,
right, refused to apologize about that because he used the word G-O-O-K-S.
Yeah.
And he refused to stop it because he only was using it about his torturers, which it's is like if up. I had something happen to me by someone who was black and I insisted
I'm
on
allowed
using
to
the
use
N-word.
This word now.
Yeah,
you know?
If you did a Liam Neeson.
Right.
Yeah. It's he's a fucked up guy.
But like without the level, Neeson had like more awareness at least than the scenario.
That was kind of, I was going to say that was just a little mean to him. Cause I actually think when he said his story, he was saying a thing that I think like a lot of like, a lot of people would probably feel like he was just being honest about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
It was kind of annoying, like people pretending like, no. Like, I see how racist people can get if like their order gets wrong or something, like at McDonald's or something. So don't tell me if you're going through the extreme thing that he's talking about, what he's going through, and you think it's a black person that's responsible for it. Like, you're not going to have some kind of, you know, crazy racist thought because you were raised in a ludicrously racist society. So of course.
Right.
You
and to hear the rest of that Patreon only episode, please join Patreon at patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. If you join at the $5 a month level, you'll get access to bonus interviews and extended interviews. If you can't afford that and you just want to be part of making the show possible, you can do that by becoming a $1 a month member, just $12 a year. And again, you can do this at patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. Again, patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. You can check out Leslie and Jack on Twitter. Leslie Lee's handle is Leslie Lee the Third, as in Leslie Lee I-I-I-L-E-S-L-I-E-I-I-I. Jack Allison is Jack Allison LOL, and their podcast Struggle Session is Struggle Sesh. Also check them out at patreon.com/Struggle Session.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.